Listening to the NLI Radio Gospel Network, 4 minutes after the hour.
Church for a mighty long time. Every Sunday morning, directly, said, listen, would you let me sing a song? He said, I got a song that I want to sing. But you know what that choir director told him? He said, old man, you too old to sing in this choir. He said, you got a trembling in your voice. Heard the old man say, and y'all might not believe it, but when you get old, won't folks do you like that? When you get old, people will just push you on the side. But they went to church the next Sunday morning, and they noticed that the old man wasn't sitting in the corner. And they went on back to church that next Sunday morning, and they noticed that the old man still wasn't sitting in the corner. They get worried now. And they went on back that day, yeah, Sunday morning, and they noticed that the old man still wasn't sitting in the corner. Somebody began to ask questions about it. Has anybody seen the old man? Look at here. Is anybody heard from the old man? Finally, a voice just came down from heaven. Wait, I believe I'm gonna let Daddy tell you what the voice said. That was let me sing. You know what I'll be doing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know what? By the time they recognized whose voice it was, and everybody began to look up toward heaven, and that old man's voice began to talk to him. He said, children, one thing about this choir that I sing with now, he said, we don't have to wait until Sunday morning to sing. But every morning, me and all the we get together and we sing songs that you never heard in your life. And if y'all don't mind, if y'all don't mind, if y'all don't mind, can I let Daddy tell you what he's saying one more time? Can he tell it? When we get there, what I like about it, there'll be no more senior choir, no more young adult choir, no more inspirational choir. But I'm talking about when we get there, everybody's gonna get together. No more jealousy, no more hatred, no more envy. You know how sometimes your body gets tired? You see, there'll be no more Mondays and Tuesdays and Wednesdays and Thursdays and Fridays and Saturdays. But every day, don't be Sunday, y'all. I better let this alone. This thing can do it, baby. Let me ask you something. Can I let Daddy sing?
Can I let daddy sing? If it's all right, if I let him sing, let me hear you say, yeah.
You know, I've been waiting a long time with it. You know, I tell you, I've been waiting a long time. I've been singing with daddy 17 years. We've had a lot of ups and downs, but I want y'all to know it makes me feel good to be able to stand here tonight. Y'all excuse me for a minute. It makes me feel good tonight to be able to stand here and put my arms around my daddy. I love my daddy, y'all. Somebody got a good daddy like me. Somebody got a good daddy like me. Somebody. But somebody here ain't got no daddy. Those of you that don't have a daddy, let me ask you something. I don't want you to say it because I'm asking you, but if this isn't the way you feel, let me ask you something. Won't God be a father for you? Won't God be a father for you? One of these days, when this old war is over, we're going to take off these old shoes and get on. Put on a pair of old slippers. Take off these old suits we got on. Put on a long white suit. I'm gonna let my daddy tell you what we're gonna do when we get there.
It's dark as night. Jesus will bring things out all right. For he's a friend, I know he is now, until the end. And my Savior always trusts. Don't lose your faith and hope and distrust. For he, I know he is now, until the end. Well, he is my friend, every day, Lord, and every step of the way. And from the old I stray, I know he tenderly gathers me. Times may come when you may doubt, but just have faith and he'll bring you out. He'll be your friend, I know he will now, until the end. Then one day you'll see God's face. After you've won this Christian race, he'll be your friend. I know he will now, until the end. Well, I know God is my friend. Every day,
16 minutes after the hour. Again, thank you for catching the wave that's going back down memory lane. The late, great Sam Cooke and the Soul Stirrers. You're listening to the NFI Radio Gospel Network.
I've grown them, but that doesn't mean that I don't believe that there's something bigger than me. Because I've seen in a hospital room when the doctor said sorry. There's nothing more we can do. Well, it wasn't through. I've never seen a pot of gold at the end of the rainbow. But I've got a promise I can hold in the middle of the struggle. God, if you said you'll perform, it may not be how I want you to, but here's what I'll do. I'm gonna wait on you. I'm gonna wait on you. I think that you're goodness. I'm trusting your promise. I'm gonna wait on you. I'm gonna wait on you. I think that you're goodness. I'm trusting your promise. I'm gonna wait on you. Yeah, you are the author. There's no predicting what is next, but you hold the future. And all the questions, they come second to the one I know is true. Yeah, well, you've always been true. So I'm gonna wait on you.
just wait.
Just wait.
Instead of trying in your own strength, you should just wait.
Yes.
Instead of calculating what will happen if you go wrong, you should just wait. My steps are ordered by the Lord. Yeah, I should just wait.
They that wait on the Lord shall renew in their strength. They shall mount up on wings like an eagle, and their soar. They shall walk and not get weary. They shall run and not faint.
That's what happens when you wait. Happens when you wait. They that wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up on wings like an eagle and soar. They shall walk and not get weary. They shall run. And I think that's what happens when you wait. That's what happens when you. That's what happens when you wait. I'm getting a little stronger. That's what happens when you wait. Hey, to get a little stronger. That's what happens when you wait. To get a little stronger.
Hey.
ultimately trying to push me prematurely. And I'm going away. So you open the door, and I'm going away.
And while I'm waiting, I'll be worshiping. While I'm waiting, I'll be praising. While I'm waiting, I'll be praising. While I'm waiting, I'll be praising. Oh, 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 it's about what you do when you wait. Why complain when you can pray? Oh,
what you do when you're waiting. So instead of complaining, why don't we just start praising in the middle of the storm? In the middle of the storm, yeah.
While I'm waiting, I'll be praising.
To the core. Must have been cold there in my shadow to never have sunlight on your face. You were content to let me shine. You always walk a step behind. I was the one with all the glory, and you were the one with all the strength. A beautiful face without a smile, a beautiful smile to hide the pain.
when I think of the wind beneath my wings, I have to think about Daddy. Because I used to worry all the time, wondering, would I meet Dad again? Would I see him? Would he know me when I see him? But I kept going to church, and I found out that the first trumpet sound, hallelujah, the dead that died in Jesus is going to get up and going to be in the middle of the air. And I'm going to be caught up. Gravitation is going to lose its hold. And I'm going to float on up in the air. And Dad is going to see me coming, and he's going to know me. And I'm going to get a chance to tell him what I always wanted to tell him. Dad,
you are the wind beneath my wings.
And I love you. I love you. I love you. I love you. I love you.
The sounds of Javi Watkin Jr., You Are the Wind Beneath My Wind. 15 minutes before the top of the hour, as we worship, give God all the praise, the glory, and the honor. And somebody said, I feel the presence of His power. And guess what? It's on the inward part of me, because His Spirit dwells in me. Come on, help us worship and lift up the name of Jesus. To God be the glory.
If it wasn't for Jesus, where would I be? If it wasn't for Jesus, where would I be? If it wasn't for Jesus, yeah, where would I be? Yeah. If it had not been.
Lord, I feel good. I feel like singing a little song I can move on here. Y'all mind? Can I move on this song here? And I got a friend I want to call on this song. I want y'all to make him feel welcome. He came all the way from Columbia. Y'all give my friend Brent a great big hand. Put your hand together. Come on.
Where we go?
Where we go?
Jesus is. You think we have the time now, but I got a lot of friends that's already over there. My father, Reverend Willie Pringle, is over there. The late Willie Neal Johnson, Reverend Slim Howard Hunt. And I can't wait to get over there. Now, anybody here can't wait to get over there where Jesus is. Everybody that want to go, let's make one big choir. Heaven say,
better go ahead on giving some praise, huh? That's the sounds of Lisa Knows and the Brown Singers. 5 minutes after the hour, here's Brother Jay Carwell and the Ambassadors. I know that's right. Take it to the Lord in prayer. Brother Jay Carwell and their Ambassadors. You're catching the wave right here from the NFI Studios, Raleigh, North Carolina. I'm your host, the Anointed One. Let's go back down memory lane with the late, great Aretha Franklin here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network.
is like a singing just for you. House and land I may not own, wealth and riches to be known, lust of pilgrim of this world I may be, yeah. I can't keep up with the time, but I know that I
yeah.
Listen if you please.
break it up. Slip a little bit. Take it to church, Daryl.
I just came to tell you, hold on. Doesn't matter what you're facing right now. The promise of the Lord is that it's temporary inconvenience, a permanent improvement. So go on through your Monday. Praise Him on Tuesday. Shout on Wednesday. Glorify Him on Thursday. Get yourself ready Friday. And then get set. Because the Bible says that your weeping may endure for the night, but hold on, because when the morning comes, your joy will be there.
Heaven. Now, Pastor Russell. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord, everybody. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bless the name of Jesus. Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers, aunts, nieces, anyone that's a caregiver. I bid you happy Mother's Day today. It is truly a privilege and an honor to be able to stand here before you to offer this Mother's Day message. Blessed be the name of the Lord from this day forth and forevermore. From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, the Lord's name is to be praised. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good and his mercy endureth forever. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name, for this is the day that the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and enter his courts with praise. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Hallelujah. Let us exalt his name together. I'm excited today to be able to stand here. I give honor to God. Hallelujah. Who is my strength, my everything, to the shepherd of this house, overseer, to the women of the congregation, the First Lady, the First Lady Emeritus, all the deacons, the ministerial staff, all everyone in the building. I honor you today. I thank my it's good to see my family here. I give honor to you. My friend in the back, Patricia, I'm so glad to see you here. It's just a good day in the Lord. Amen. Amen, amen. I'm honored and I'm humbled and I find it a privilege to grace this pulpit and to stand before you in fellowship. There's no place like home and I'm happy to be here. When Overseer reached out to me to invite me for this Mother's Day, without hesitation, I said, absolutely. Absolutely. For, you know, the Lord had already dealt with me before he even reached out to me. But from that day until right now, you know, the enemy is busy, right? And so he tried to find a way for me not to be here today. From that very day, I had death in the family. I had to go to Chicago because there was a death in the family. I flew back, and the next weekend I had to go back because my dad was hospitalized. He's 91 years old. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. But he does suffer from dementia and other ailments. And so I had to go back because he was hospitalized. We didn't know if this was going to be the last day or what. But we went back, and praise be to God. Thank you for your prayers. He's doing all right. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you. After that, I had to rush back because I had some business obligations. I had to go out of town for work. And so I didn't have any time, you know, to really sit with God, which is what I have to do, right? I have to spend some time with God in order to be able to stand here before you. But it was like, Lord, I don't know, you know, I don't know. And but how many of you know his grace is sufficient? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And so I'm happy to be here today. And to all these beautiful women today on Mother's Day, all the mothers, aunts, nieces, caregivers, anyone, the fathers who are caregivers, I just want those that are expecting mothers or those that are wanting to be mothers, all the mothers, all the caregivers, I salute you today, and I wish you all happy Mother's Day. You know, mothers go through a lot. I was listening to my sister-in-law when she mentioned, you know, we go through a lot. You know, we have a lot on our plate. And I just want to declare over you right now that you are overcomers, praise the Lord, that you are whole and full of life to those whose hearts have been stripped and into pieces to be left for dead, those who have been abused and misused and talked about those that are depressed, oppressed, and de-stressed, I say to you today that you shall live and not die. Hallelujah. You have a purpose. You were created to succeed in life. And you are important to God every day, not just today, but every day. So I just wanted to let you know that, because today's word is not your normal or the word that you might be expecting today. Let's go to the word. Let's go to 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 3 through 5. I'll be reading from the New International Version, or the NIV. And it reads, "Praise be to God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of compassion and the God of all comfort, who comforts us in all our troubles so that we can comfort those in any trouble with the comfort we ourselves receive from God. For just as we share abundantly in sufferings of Christ, so also our comfort abounds through Christ." I'd like to use for a topic, purpose in the pain. There's a purpose in the pain. Would you pray with me? Father, in the name of Jesus, I give you thanks and praise for this day, this hour, right now, dear God. We thank you for your presence. We already know that you're here, God. I pray, Lord, that your spirit will go forth, Lord, that you will open up eyes and ears and hearts to understand, dear God. I pray that you will prick somebody's heart today, dear God. I pray, God, that you will just remove me from myself and use me as your vessel, dear God. Let the people not see me but you, dear Lord. Let them not hear me but hear you, dear God. I just pray for your blessings on this congregation right now, dear Lord, that when we leave, we will be changed. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. You may be seated. So this Mother's Day message, as I mentioned earlier, may be a little different than what you might be expecting or accustomed to. I didn't come with a flowery message or something poetically created. It may even be a message that can't be labeled just for mothers. The message today can speak to mothers and fathers, sisters and brothers, anyone sitting in this room today. Although this is a special day, Happy Mother's Day, the message is universal. For, you see, it deals with pain. And I believe we all have experienced pain at some point in our lives. Some of us have suffered pain in one way, and others have suffered pain in another way. We all experience pain in life, whether emotional or physical or you know, behavioral or mental. We all have to walk this journey, our own journey with God. And he shows us that there is a purpose for our pain. Amen. There is an assurance in knowing that God loves us and wants to use the hurt and the pain in this world to bring him glory. Let's talk about physical pain for just a moment on this Mother's Day. Since the beginning of time, mothers have had to experience the pain and the suffering of childbirth. After all, it was Genesis 3 and 16 where God speaks and says, "In pain you shall bring forth children." Since the beginning of time, mothers have had to endure significant pain when giving childbirth. During this time, mothers may feel nauseated. For those of you who have experienced childbirth, you know what that feels like. Some may have morning sickness. Some deal with swollen feet and swollen bodies, and our bodies get all stretched out of shape, not to mention if you are a mother of multiple births, amen, twins and triplets and quadruplets and the like. Our bodies can sometimes be traumatized through the process of childbirth. We gain weight, and we sometimes struggle to lose the weight and return to our original state before becoming pregnant. I've known mothers who have suffered with postpartum depression, which is a type of mood disorder that affects some women after childbirth. And it's an overwhelming feeling of anxiety and sadness and irritability and mood swings that can interfere with the life of the mother, and it affects the newborn baby as well. And let's not forget the contractions. That pain can go from 0 to 100, and it can cause us to scream, to shout, to yell, to scratch, to bite, to say, get this baby out. Amen, amen. Pain, pain, pain. Turn to someone and say, there's a purpose in the pain. There's a purpose in the pain. There's a purpose. But pain is not only limited to physical pain. We suffer in our bodies. There's mental, as I mentioned earlier. There's emotional and spiritual pain. There are childhood pains and scars that many of us have suffered throughout life. If we look around to examine some of the pain we face, we see, according to research, that over 50 million people are experiencing at least one type of mental disorder. And then 50% of them go untreated. Adults between the ages of 35 and 44 have the highest increase in mental health and chronic health conditions since the pandemic and are said to be very, very stressed out. Every day, approximately 110 Americans take their own life, and roughly 3,500 attempt to do it. So you see, there is pain all around us. People are hurting. They're hurting today. They're looking for a way out. There is purpose in the pain. Paul said in our scripture text, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and God of all comfort, who comforts us in our tribulations, that we may be able to comfort those who are in trouble with the comfort with which we ourselves are comforted by God. A lot of times we hear about the joys of being a mom, but if you look deeply into the eyes and listen to the conversations of mothers, you'll see and hear what they often cover up, which is the pain of a mother's heart. Mothers who are forced to raise their children alone without the fathers they need. Mothers who are overwhelmed with sadness when they see their child making poor decisions that ultimately yield poor and hard consequences. Mothers who wonder if they will ever see their children in God's kingdom, and they have done all that they know to do to bring them up in the nurture and the admonition of the Lord. Grandmothers who are exhausted from raising their second and third generation of children because the parents are pursuing their own selfish desires. Or the pregnant teen who says, how did I get here? What do I do now? The fear and the horror in every mother who wonders if her child will be the next victim of violence or crime or illnesses or even death. Pain is all around us, and a mother's pain is often difficult to express. But I'm here to encourage you today that the pain you're enduring is not in vain. It is not in vain. It is not in vain. There is a purpose in the pain. When we look at the scripture text, we find Paul blessing God, giving thanks and praise to God for consoling him and rescuing him from his afflictions. Paul is introducing two themes, one of affliction and the other of comfort. Paul knows that whatever he has or whatever it is that he's experiences, it is for the sole purpose of comforting others and bringing God glory. It's a little strange, this idea of suffering and comforting together, especially when we think about it in terms of comfort emerging from suffering. 2 Corinthians 1 and 5 says, you can be sure that the more we suffer for Christ, the more he will shower us with his comfort and encouragement. Some people may not like this scripture because it implies that suffering invokes God's comfort. Not only does it invoke his comfort, but it gives God an opportunity to show you just how powerful he is. You remember Gideon in the book of Judges, chapter 7, and the battle with the Midianites. The Midian army had about 135,000 men in this army. Gideon only had 32,000. The Lord told Gideon, wait, you have too many men for me to deliver the Midians into your hand. You've got to let some of them go. Otherwise, they'll think that they did this. They will boast in their own strength and not give me the praise. So God said, you got to let some of them go. You got to let them go. So 22 of the men left, leaving Gideon with 10,000 to fight with, still up against 135,000. And God said, Matt, still too many, Gideon. You got to get rid of some more. Still too many. By the time God got finished with Gideon, he only had 300 men to fight with. 300 men to fight against 135,000. And God was victorious through it. So Gideon came out all right. Praise be to God, the power of God. What I'm trying to say is that no matter how big the problem may look, no matter how many people come up against you or how many circumstances or situations that come up against you, if the odds look like they are against you, God is able to rescue you and reveal his strength, which draws you nearer, hallelujah, which causes your faith to increase. Your dependence of God is strengthened, and you have the comfort of knowing that he will be in the trenches with you. He will walk alongside you in your weary days. He will be with you when it seems that there's no way out. In our suffering, he will comfort you as no other and strengthen your faith. There is a purpose for your pain. There's a purpose for your pain. I don't know about you, but I've had some painful situations where I had to depend and trust God. When everything around me seemed to be falling apart, when depression and anxiety had its grip around my neck, when grief and worry tried to make me feel as though I was losing my mind, when you have given all you can and there's no more that you can give, God says there is a purpose for your pain. Hallelujah. Suffering is not about you. Hallelujah. But it's to be used to bring God glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Every problem and every trial you face is an opportunity for God to comfort you. It is an opportunity to make you stronger and to draw you nearer to him. So the next time you find yourself in a place of trial or hardship or heartache and discouragement or disappointment, remember that there is a purpose for your pain, which is to allow God to show up on your behalf. It's an opportunity for you to witness to someone else about how the Lord brought you out of that thing and made it all right. It's an opportunity to strengthen your faith and trust the one and only living God. We've got to learn how to embrace our challenges and our hardships. And we'll be able to say, like Paul in Romans 8 and 18, for I reckon that the sufferings of this present time, hallelujah, are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. For we know that our present sufferings are working a far greater work in us. We've got to know that we belong to God. We are his children, and since we are his children, we share in his treasures. Hallelujah. For all that God gives to his son, Jesus, is now ours too. Blessed be the name. But if we share in his glory, we must also share in his suffering. For our light afflictions, which is but for a moment, is working for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. Hallelujah. There is a purpose. There is a purpose for your pain. Hallelujah. There's a purpose. Glory, glory, glory. Paul was concerned for the people. They were special to him, even though there may have been some tension at that time. Paul wanted the people to know that by sharing in the sufferings of Christ, they shall also share in the comforts of Christ. God's love for us is so much bigger than any pain or any suffering we can ever experience. But when you think about Christ's suffering, it wasn't for himself. It was to glorify God, and it was for you and me and the redemption of the world. Hallelujah. The pain he suffered was for a purpose. The pain he endured on Calvary's cross was for a purpose. I think the ultimate realization of purpose in the pain is when we see Jesus on the cross. There was a purpose in his pain. When we think on that day when they whipped him all night long, how they mocked him and spit upon him and beat him over and over and over again, how they nailed one hand and then the other hand, and how they nailed his feet to the cross. They pierced him in the side, and the blood came streaming down. Hallelujah. There was a purpose for his pain. He hung his head, and he died. Glory. He died with a purpose. But on the third day, blessed be the name of Jesus, he rose again from the grave and ascended into heaven and is seated on the right hand right now. Through suffering, pain, death, and resurrection, Jesus revealed his purpose to save us and give us eternal life, a purpose for us to live and not die. And as I close, I want to leave you with this verse from Revelation 21:4. And it says, "And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. And there shall be no more death, neither sorrow," hallelujah, "no crying, neither shall there be any pain, for the former things have passed away." Hallelujah. There is a purpose for your pain. If you don't carry anything with you today, remember that there is a purpose for your pain. God bless you. Happy Mother's Day, and thank you.
My Lord, you can remain standing as everyone to stand. The Bible says that all things work together for the good to them who are called according to his purpose. David said, "I'd rather be a doorkeeper in the house of the Lord than to dwell in the tents of the wicked." Paul said, "The things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal." We must keep our minds on the things which are above, and not what we see. It's not what it looked like, what it feels like, what it seems like, because there is a God that's able to keep us from falling. Come on, let's give God a hand. Let's give Evangelist Veronica Johnson a hand. Give yourself a hand for receiving that word. If there be one today that desire to accept the Lord Jesus as Lord and Savior, there's room at the cross for you. You admit that you are a sinner, believe that Jesus died, God raised him from the dead, confess your sins, God is faithful to forgive us through his grace and his mercy. He died that we might have a right to the tree of life. Eternal life is free. Some don't believe that, but I'm glad we have a group here that does. Let the redeemed of the Lord say it, amen. And we want to put our young people on that path, our babies, our children, to know that God is just as real as the moment. Is there one? If not, I'd like to open the doors of the church. Anyone like to be baptized, candidate for baptism, joined by Watch Care, Christian Experience, or full membership. If there be a joiner, the doors of the church are open. The church is a place of refuge. It's a place of teaching and learning. Not what you hear on the outside, not what you may hear on social media, but what you hear from God's holy, sacred, and divine word, which is all true, is inerrant, infallible, and all-powerful. Come on, let the church say amen. There one? If not, those that desire special prayer, just raise your hand wherever you are. Heavenly Father, some come for one thing, some come for another. But Lord, we know that there's nothing too hard for you. We thank you for your son, Jesus, that died. We thank you, Lord, that he's omniscient, he's all-knowing, he's omnipresent, he's everywhere all of the time, and he's omnipotent, he's all-powerful. Oh, there's not anything that he can't heal, not anything that he can't correct. Lord, I pray that you strengthen us where we are weak and build us up where we may have been torn down. Restore us, renew us, regenerate. Whatever it takes, God, we pray to you. And we pray that you hear the cries, hear the ones that have prayer in their heart for themselves, the children, the parents. And we thank you, Lord, for the mothers, the grandmothers, the great-grandmothers. We thank you for those that, Lord, showed us the way and told us the way. Even when we didn't listen, they gave us the truth. And, Lord, we know it is the truth that shall set us free. This is our prayer. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit, and Jesus' sweet name we pray. Let everyone say amen. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord for just a little while. Before we close, we still have something else for the mothers today. Let's give Sister Pamela Haynes and DeAndrea and Kaylee carried out. And for Takesha that came up and spoke so beautifully about the continuation and building our youth department back from after the pandemic. And parents, mothers, we need your children. We need your children. You want your children to know what the church is. There are so many options out there now. There are so many things to distract them and get their attention. But we do know that the wages of sin are death, and the gift of God is eternal life. God's word says, obey your parents that your days may be long upon the earth. So we want to make sure that our children know the truth, and we want them to carry on what the ones before them have laid them concerning the Lord Jesus Christ. We have some Evangelist Selena Hunt to come. We have some for the mothers, and we want to take a picture of all our children and mothers that are here today, members, visitors, friends. I'm going to ask you to come up, and we're going to close, and we have something special for the mothers that we're going to give you. I guess, Evangelist, we can give it to them on the way out. You want to give it to them when they come up. Either way, come on, mother. We want to take a picture of all the mothers that are here today. Through the pain you went through today, let us know that you're a mother. Come on, there's a purpose. Come on and take a picture. Come on, all mothers. If you're a mother, you are special. The world could not survive without mothers. The world would come to, all life would come to an end without mothers. And everybody in here has a mother. Come on, mothers. That's so beautiful. Come on, mothers. You are so special to me. You all get as tight as you can. And I tell you, mothers, when those young children were singing that song, I'm not a mother, but when those young children were singing that song, it touched my heart. I felt like crying. Come on, let's give these mothers a hand. What would our children be? What would the world be without these women up here? What would Lincoln Park be without the war that had gone on? Where would I be?
I pray that you've been enjoying the music thus far. We've got more music coming your way at the top of the hour. We are right now at 9:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, standing by live. It's Pastor Gladys.
Those hands together. the sound of my voice.
Oh Lord,
clap those hands.
Oh Lord,
if you know you need them.
Oh Lord,
just a little bit louder.
Come on, children, let's have a good time. All we gotta do is to cheer. Gotta get Jesus
on your mind.
Listen, everybody, we gotta get with Jesus will be
there.
You can count on the Lord. Thank him tonight because you do it. Praise him tonight because come on and let's have a
good time.
Come on and let's have a
good time.
I think I said it again. Come on, children, let's have
a good time.
All we gotta do is
Jesus.
Gotta get Jesus
on your mind.
Listen, everybody, we gotta get with you can count on the Lord. Take him tonight because praise him tonight because come on, come on, let's have a listen. Listen. Somebody's in here, sitting in here today. You won't do nothing, ain't got nothing to say. But if I were you, I wouldn't cheat myself.
They don't wanna go.
You can't wait for nobody else. Thank them tonight because you do it. Thank them tonight because
you
come on and let's have a
good time.
Come on and let's have a
good time.
One more time. Somebody's in here, sitting in here today. You won't do nothing, ain't got nothing to say. But if I were you, I wouldn't cheat myself. If they don't want to go, you can't wait for nobody else. Thank them tonight because
of
wait them tonight because
of
come on and let's have
a good time.
I got one little question today. Did you come here to have
a good time?
And I wanna know, did you come here to have
a good time?
If you really wanna have
a good time,
if you know that you can have
a good time,
if you know that you can have
a good time,
and you really wanna have
a good time,
if you know you wanna have a good time,
good time.
I want you to turn around and tell somebody. Turn around and tell somebody. Yeah! Let's have a
good time.
Come on, let's have a
good time.
Come on, let's have a
good time.
Yeah, let's have a
good time.
Come on, let's have a
good time.
Can I get me somebody? Can I get me somebody? Let's have a
good time.
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 Come on, come on, come on, come on. Let's have a
good time.
Let's have a
good time.
Let's have a
good time.
Come on, let's have a
good time.
Come
right now, right now, right now, right now. Move, let's have a move, let's have a oh, 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 let's have a, let's have a, let's have a good time, good time.
Anointed.
Make some noise, make some noise, make some noise. Everybody, come on. Find yourself some place and dance before the Lord. The song says, I will sing. Nothing. This passion in my soul. Come on, let's sing it again. It says, I will dance, I will sing. Come on, everybody.
Even more, even more, even more, even more.
Turn it up, baby.
It's the anointed one.
Bad baby.
Keep it burning.
It's a jam, baby.
It's
a remix, right? Come on.
Whenever get up, stand up, make your life fine right. Whenever get up, stand up, we are people on the light. Whenever get up, stand up, make it do things right. Whenever get up, stand up, Christ don't be in the prison. Talk about religion and no selfish ambition. Talking about a purpose and to fulfill your mission. Seek the Father, make a decision, stop and think and make a decision. Not an addict to perish like a life of resumption. Why turn your face when there is a crisis? When we have the power and the word, I got to fight. Step out your light and I walk in the darkness. Ridiculous, how you ever see your way for walk. Let your light shine and show the world the way about first give me the
Check us out on Facebook.
Lord, if you need explosive mirror.
Tell me where it hurts, and I'll fix it. I am the God that healeth thee. So bring it all to me. Tell me where it hurts, and I'll fix it. I'm the God that healeth thee. So bring it all to me.
Come on, clap your hand again, everybody. Come on.
Woo!
How many know prayer changes things? Come on, clap your hand like you really mean it. I was headed for destruction, yes, my life was all torn up. I could feel it in my spirit, the more she lifted me up. I'm a living witness, how great it filled my cup. I know what I can do.
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 Said I know what prayer can do. I know what prayer can do. I'm
Lord, I'm so glad. I'm glad that I can be able to stand here and share something with y'all today. You don't mind, listen to me. Listen to me. I woke up this morning with my mind still.
Oh, Jesus.
I woke up this morning with my mind.
What they say about me?
I always fall short of being worthy.
Lord, I ain't worthy.
But I ain't good enough.
But
know that you understand
that we are all hopeless to be loved. And for him to fall for anything, to do his life, we all look the same. What will we do without blame?
Live like we always fall short of being worthy.
We are not worthy.
Dying to know,
but you still love me.
The anointed one.
And I've been through the rain. If it wasn't for Jesus lifting me up, you know, I confess some of my struggles and pain. You are mine. I've had some good days, some of them full of fear.